Hello, everyone. 大家好。Welcome to today's Everyday Chinese. In this lesson, we will review all the key points learned from lesson 1 to 9. All right, let's do it to refresh your memory. First, listen to a short conversation.
Hello, my name is Alexi.
你呢？
我叫刘芳，你是法国人吗？
不，我不是法国人。
你是哪国人？
我是美国人。你会说英语吗？
我会说一点点。
This is a conversation between two girls who met for the first time. One is 刘芳 and the other is Lexi. When they first met, they said, 你好 to greet each other.
你好，
你好。
Here is my question. If the person is senior than you, or you want to show more respect to this person, how would you say? Yes, you should say 您好 instead of 你好. As learned in lesson 1, the word 您, 呢银, 您 is a polite formOf 你 The Chinese girl, 刘芳 asked, 你叫什么名字? Which means, what's your name?
你叫什么名字?
Lexi answered, 我叫 Lexi. My name is Lexi.
我叫 Lexi.
Instead of repeating the long question, 你叫什么名字? Lexi simply asked, 你呢?
你呢?
What about you? Then Liu Fang tried to guess Lexi's nationality by asking, 你是法国人吗? Are you French?
你是法国人吗?
Lexi answered, 不,我不是法国人。No, I'm not French.
不,我不是法国人。
As we learned in lesson 7, 不is a very common negative word. And you should remember that 不 is always used before the verb or the adjective. As Liu Fang guessed wrong, she continued to ask Lexi, 你是哪国人? What's your nationality?
你是哪国人?
Lexi answered, 我是美国人. I am American.
我是美国人。
你会说英语吗? Lexi asked. Can you speak English?
你会说英语吗?
This is a yes-no question. As we learned, to ask the yes-no question, you work out the statement first, then simply put the question particle 吗 at the end. Liu Fang answered, 我会说一点点。I can speak a little.
我会说一点点。
This is a very good answer for you as a beginner. When someone asks you if you can speak English or Chinese, you can say, 我会说一点点。I can speak a little. Or you can simply answer, 一点点。A little. Now listen to another conversation.
刘东，她是我的妈妈，她叫李青。妈妈，她是刘东。
您好，很高兴认识您。
你好，我也很高兴认识你。
In this conversation, a woman introduced her mother to her friend, 刘东. The woman said, 她是我的妈妈。She is my mother.
刘东，她是我的妈妈。
Her name is 李青。
她叫李青。
Then, Liu Dong said, 很高兴认识您。Very glad to meet you.
您好，很高兴认识您。
To answer him, the woman's mother said, 我也很高兴认识你。Which means that I'm also very glad to meet you.
你好，我也很高兴认识你。
as learned in lesson 2, the word 也 means also. Always remember that the adverb 也 should be placed before the verb or the adjective. Alright, is it helpful to remind you of all the key points learned in the previous lessons? I will not be able to list all the vocabulary here, so make sure to go through the details. Just like Confucius said, it is very important to review the old knowledge as to learn better the new one. I will see you in Unit 2. 再见!